Not to oversell it, but it is the greatest segment in the history of Los Angeles radio.
And we welcome Scott Kaplan
Cappy
to the show.
Gentlemen.
How do you do it? How do you do it, Cappy? How do you work with Beto? How do you deal with Beto when you're doing a show? It's got to be rough.
I'll tell you, the roughest was a few weeks ago when I asked Beto for some advice. And I explained
to him. That's your first
mistake. Right. I said to him, I said, Beto, I got a big problem in my life and I'd like your advice. He said, go ahead, run it by me. So I told him this story about how a gentleman who I barely know, he's barely an acquaintance. I hadn't spoken to this guy in a year. Texted me and asked me to get him a table of three on Mother's Day at like the fanciest hotel in town.
Okay.
And I, rather than telling him, no, I can't help you, I let this guy take advantage of me, and I actually helped the guy and got him the table.
Well, what's wrong with that? It sounds like you did a nice thing.
But
good
guy
deed.
He doesn't know.
For a guy who doesn't, yeah, I know, but you put
on
good
on Mother's Day weekend.
You put good into the world, man. Put good into the world. It'll come back to you.
Nah, man. You do that for people you know.
Cynical,
no.
Bitter,
no.
Bitter, no, cynical person.
Because this guy was the year before did the same exact thing, and instead of saying thank you, ghosted him for the whole year, came back again.
Oh, is that right? He just does it every Mother's Day?
I mean, we're just not really that, we're
oh,
not
yeah,
friends.
He's an
really.
A-hole if he does it every Mother's
yeah,
Day.
The
that's
bat.
Too
now,
much.
But, Cap, did yeah. you, after the show yesterday, did you do something in L.A. or did you head right back to San Diego?
Me?
Yeah.
Your boy, Bergie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Live Imaging Tuesday, hashtag lit himself, Chris Morales.
Yeah, I've heard the promos.
And Clinton Yates, the four of us, went on like a guy date.
Okay, how did that go?
It went all right.
What
did
you guys do?
We went downstairs at LA Live. We went to Tom's.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the games.
Yep.
We all had a liquid refreshment.
Right.
And then we looked at our watches and said, all right, it's time to go.
You know, my first thought is, why was I not invited to Guy Date?
Because you leave at 4?
That's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's part of it. But so I just like
we're
to be
doing
about
this tomorrow, Beto. All of us are going to Top Gun.
Yeah, we're going to Top Gun Maverick
right after the show.
Wait. You're going somewhere?
Here.
You're in the public? You're going to go to a movie theater?
Right, the one right there.
Right. Yeah, right there. Yeah. He's going to walk.
I bought the ticket.
You haven't gone
like
in 20 years or something like that.
I have not gone since before the pandemic. I have not set foot in a movie theater.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be my first time because I heard Top Gun's really good.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well, they're doing a great job of marketing it to everybody.
Boy, they are.
Even Michael says he will go see Top Gun.
No, Michael's not going around people.
I take my blanket and put it on the seat.
Oh,
wait,
God.
You
got
to go like at what, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Kaplan, you know how nasty early them bird. Seats are? They
I know that. Listen, Michael, I know. Listen, Michael, mm-hmm. I no longer, like, fully clothed, will just lay down in my own bed because I'm thinking about all the places I've been all day.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't even walk into my house with shoes on anymore. I'm like, I was down at a stadium. I have, you know, gook all over the bottom of my shoes. I can't wear
like
these
Howard
into my house.
Hughes over there.
Yeah, Michael's always been there.
Yeah. You come off a plane. Like I came off the plane from the Bahamas. I immediately take my clothes off, take a shower, and put on a fresh pair.
That's just neurotic.
You know,
you're
nasty
just a neurotic
man. Michael's been the hand sanitizer That's guy right. forever.
Right, but don't you think this, doesn't this strike you as neurotic? You've seen what he does in his hotel room.
Like, Michael, even if you're exhausted after a long flight, you'll take a shower?
Take a shower, man. Yeah,
Michael's also the guy who, when he was with Showtime Lakers, was going to Sizzler after a game.
That's right.
That's a great Sizzler that went across the street from the Forum.
That's right.
I used to go to that place all the time.
That's right, Mace. I didn't go hang out in the clubs like you did.
I'm big at the clubs.
I bet.
I'm big at the clubs. You're big at the clubs, right? Cappy?
Boy, I used to be big at the clubs, but now I'm small at the clubs.
Now you've settled down, right?
Yeah.
You're back to being settled down. Did you ever have like a wild dating period between wife number one and your current?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you? Did you go nuts?
Not as nuts as everybody expected.
Ocean Beach, ready to go. What was it, Pacific Beach?
PB.
Yeah. Cap down there.
Hennessy's.
Not as nuts as everybody expected. As a matter of fact, the first time I introduced my current girlfriend, Rachel, to another couple that I'm friendly with, and these guys are probably in their late 50s, early 60s, and the wife sent me a text a couple days later, and they go, it's nice to see you dating a grown woman. And I wrote back to her, and I said, well, what did you expect me to be dating? And she said, I expected you to be dating like a girl in her mid-20s, you know, eye candy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a standard issue.
I have to say I'm a little disappointed you weren't. Yeah.
She's ready for a Laker Friday night game.
But I hear nothing but great things about Rachel.
Well, she's great, but she's not 25.
Right, no, she's a grown-up.
Yep, she's a real grown-up.
You're dating a grown-up. Congrats. Yes.
She's in her 30s.
Dodgers lose 1-0.
Oh, my God.
We'd like to welcome all of you who are listening to the Dodger game. Yeah, Will Smith actually flew out to the warning track with two on in the bottom of the, or the top.
Screw
of the
you, Theo Epstein. He's the one that deadened the baseball.
Yeah,
that ball would have been gone.
That one.
Yeah, really?
Just
Theo Epstein?
Dodgers, only for him.
Yeah, Theo Epstein is the one who's, like, allegedly fixing baseball, and the first thing he does is apparently give us a dead ball so we have fewer home runs.
Well, that doesn't seem like fixing baseball. That seems like making baseball less exciting.
Yeah, Michael, will you watch a baseball game if Trace is not in it?
Probably from the seventh inning on if the score is tied. But I can't go from first inning all the way through nine.
Okay, wait, I have a question to follow up on that. Michael, were you a baseball dad, like travel ball all over Southern California, baseball crazy dad?
No, I was busy, so thankfully their mother did all that stuff. But I didn't have to do it. But I used to go to all their games when they were local. When they were in town, I'd be to all the games, of course, but I wouldn't go on the road.
Although,
no.
Did you? I will tell you this. Yeah. Mike, when Trace was bouncing around the minors, Michael would often go to wherever that minor league city was and just camp out for a week.
Yep.
Yeah. And do nothing but watch. Like, where were some of the places you would go?
Charlotte. Let's see. Carol. I've
Oklahoma
been to,
City.
Oklahoma City. Ames, Iowa. Let's see. I've been
that's cool.
I'd go and spend a week and watch a
by
series.
By yourself?
Yeah, just by myself.
That's cool. Michael can do that. Michael couldn't go middle
minor
America.
League baseball's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's easy.
But
yeah,
do
and
you
then
like
nobody
baseball?
Bothers Michael.
Oh, I love baseball. I love going to the games. Are you kidding me? I'm just too lazy to go.
No, I just wondered as in like former basketball player whose son becomes a baseball player. Like, oh man, my other son plays hoops. I mean, this is so boring.
No, if Trace wanted to play the piano and be a pianist, I would have been happy for him. But whatever the kids want to do, let them do. As long as they have a passion for something, I leave them alone.
Cap, I used to see Michael at the high school basketball games when Clay was playing. Mm-hmm. And Michael would be the dad in the corner with a camcorder away from everybody.
Really?
And then the game would get done. Clay and his teammates would go one door. Michael would go the opposite. He wouldn't even talk to him on the court or anything like that. And I learned that from Michael. When you have your own kids, talk to them at home. Don't talk to them in front of everybody
else.
Part
of that, Michael, you were explaining to me was, and this would be interesting for parents around Southern California to hear, you didn't want to put yourself in a position where you were showing up the coach, right?
Right, exactly. If you trust the coach to handle your son or daughter fine, you don't have to be
How are you with that now that your son's
playing? I'm great. I'm great. I learned from Michael and I learned from other people. Remember when I used to work as a referee in college?
Sure, I did too.
So I learned that parents are the worst thing about youth sports.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Like, I told my son, Mateo, like, look, I'm going to walk out with you. I'll see you in the parking lot. And that's it. I don't say anything to him at all. We don't even talk about the game. And, like, he knows that my daughter is the one that.
Unless he brings it up.
Did you walk by the outside the gym and say, nothing my son can't do?
He's not good enough, or else I wouldn't. If he was better, man.
But, you know, though, I admire guys like LeVar and T. Morant who are involved like that. It's just not for me and Beto, but other parents who want to be that way.
There's a lot of them.
I think it's cool.
Well, how about LeBron?
Never lost.
Well, the reason. Yeah, like LeBron's there for Bronny at all his games. I think that's great.
Yeah, like there's a reason at St. John Bosco I mop the floor. That's my job, not just for the community hours. Because I don't want to sit in the stands with the parents criticizing the referees, criticizing everybody else. So I sit underneath the basket, and anytime there's somebody on the floor, I get the mop. I'm out there mopping away.
You're the mop man?
Yeah, because it keeps me away from the parents.
Because the parents are crazy?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. High school basketball? Oh, my. In playoff time?
Are they?
Woo-wee.
Yeah, they get a little wild. And then they want to talk. Then they want to talk to you and distract you from the game.
Oh, and then they ask me, how come I have a feud with you? And then they complain. And then I tell them, all of a sudden, Mason is cool. Then I'm like, no, I always tell them, Team Ireland all day long.
wait, so a mop man, is a mop man a grown-up version of a ball boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys in the
mop man.
But the guys in the NBA are adults,
I always
too.
Wonder about who are those people that grab the mops and
you,
go
you,
out on the
by
court
the way, you
and mop
slipped something
up.
In there that I don't think anyone picked up on. You said, I'm not just for the community hours.
Yeah,
did
what are the community hours?
Did you get sentenced for some crime?
No, when your kid goes to Catholic school, you have to do 20 hours of volunteer service.
Robbed a convenience
store. Oh, yeah, that's what he's
saying. What are you going to do? No, I mean, from here,
Mr. Duran, you now have 200 hours of community service.
Put on your orange vest and get out to the 10.
Did that strike anybody else's way?
Yes, yes,
Michael
absolutely.
Had to do that too, but you either do it or you pay.
I paid.
Michael just paid the $800.
But if you volunteer for the school, you don't have to pay.
You know, if you go to Catholic school, that's what you do. Like, you'll see a lot of the parents, you know, they're volunteering and everything. Oh, they're taking tickets or they're working secure, working in the parking lot. I just found a way to get the scam where I just mop.
Right. Mason, did you go to Catholic school as
a
kid?
No, I did not. We could not afford Catholic school.
Yeah, neither could I.
I went to public. I was public school.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
But Michael didn't pay for it, right?
What's that?
Catholic school. Clay was really good.
Didn't Clay get a scholarship?
No, yeah, he did.
No, we had to pay for it.
You're 6'7". You're getting it for free.
Beto, doesn't like Loyola have scholarships or no?
Yeah, they do. All Catholic schools have some sort of scholarship.
Yeah.
It's need-based, as if we need
you to
throw
the underprivileged kids.
You have to be Catholic to go to a Catholic school.
We need you to score touchdowns. Need-based.
What do you do when religion class comes up? If you're not a Catholic and you go to Catholic school.
You take Catholic.
Yeah, it's private, so. Yeah, it's private school, so you have to realize that's what you're going to do.
Like my son, he's not Catholic, right? But they still go to Mass on Saturday, on Fridays.
On Fridays.
They wear the tie, and instead of getting the communion, he puts his hands over and he takes a blessing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you take religion class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people. I love it. I'm glad he went to St.
Cap, did you go to, like, elementary and high school?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah,
okay.
Public high school, big-ass high school, 3,000 kids, the whole deal.
How many in your graduating class?
Like 800.
And you were voted most likely to?
Ooh.
Most likely to...
You were the popular guy, right?
Yeah, I don't think I was voted most likely to do much. Most likely to not do much.
Yeah.
But you were the jock, though, right, Cap?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I was the kicker on the football team, which doesn't really count as the jock.
Wait,
I
you were
nice
the quarterback
clean...
and the kicker?
I don't know about quarterbacks.
You were only a kicker
wait
in
a minute.
School?
Ooh. Cap, did you get recruited to go to Pitt, or did you walk on?
No, I got recruited. And, well, let me rephrase that. Have I never told you guys this story?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So I pretty much BS'd my way into a college football scholarship.
This does not surprise me, but how did you do it?
So back in the day, this is the late 80s, technology not being what it is today, I really only played high school football my senior year.
Okay.
And the first 5 field goal attempts that I had, I missed all 5. So where am I going? I'm going nowhere. Well, the next 5 field goal attempts that I had, I made all 5 of them. 2 of them happened to be game winners. So I was in this multimedia class, and with another guy, I sat there. John, remember the old days of editing tape?
With tape, with you'd splice and
you'd
tape
splice.
It together. Yeah,
you'd splice the tape, and you'd use little pieces of tape.
So,
and yeah.
So I would use, like, sideline versions of the video and then end zone versions to try and make it look like there were multiple kicks because there were only 5.
Impressive. This
That's all there were 5. Then I put music in the background, and I had, like, a 3-minute, what I would call today, a sizzle reel.
Right.
You had a sizzle reel for your kicking game.
Right. Then
this is brilliant.
Then I took VHS tapes, and I sent them to every school that I could send them to. And then I would call and follow up with each school.
Hustler.
Recruiting coordinator,
Hustler.
Special teams coach, whatever.
Right.
Then my third call, and I literally had like a version of a spreadsheet going. I know which coach I called as who. Did I call as myself or... did I call as a well-known high school football coach suggesting me to them?
Wow. So well, you know who this who took a page from your book, or maybe you know you guys are doing around the same time. This is a story about Donald Trump. Trump would call around and say, "Hey, I'd like to pitch you on a story about Donald Trump," and they'd say, "What's your name?" And he would say, "John Reynolds." And people now save those tapes, and you go back and you can hear it.
Really?
And it's Donald Trump. But he was really good at self-promotion, kind of like what Cap's talking
well,
about.
Yes.
Right,
a,
right.
There was this
he
high
was
school
his own
coach.
Publicist.
Right,
awesome.
Right. That's a better
but
way of
putting
it.
Impressive, Cap. Very
yeah.
impressive.
There,
yeah.
So anyway, so I wound up getting the guys from Pitt to actually show some interest in me. And we scheduled a visit. And my father and I went up to Pittsburgh, and the coach at the time was this guy named Mike Gottfried. And after the visit, you know, Friday, Saturday night, on Sunday, you sit down with the coach. So I tell my father, I go, "Hey, listen, let me do all the talking. Don't say anything. Let me do all the talking." So I pretty much tell this coach, you know, "Coach, the truth of the matter is I'm probably going to go to West Point. I'm probably going to go to the Army."
This guy.
Right.
How great is this?
Right.
So
and
you
I tell,
were, like, negotiating.
So I tell the coach I'm probably
not
available.
Just say West Virginia, not West Point.
No, but West Point, he knows that he's willing to pay. So now Scott has put a scholarship into play without ever saying it.
So I wind up telling him, the coach winds up saying, "Wait a second, West Point, that's I don't like that because they can take you, you can commit to us and still go to them." So pretty much what it did is it forced the coach to make a decision on the spot, which was either offer the scholarship or don't.
Impressed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And on
Michael
the spot,
did the same
he
thing,
offered.
No, well, have you guys ever heard the story about how Michael got recruited to go to high school?
High school.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael's in the Bahamas. I'll just set it up, Michael, and let you tell it. And Michael's in the Bahamas, and there is a rumor that there is this tall kid named Thompson in the Bahamas. So, Michael, you take it from
and
there.
And the coach lands at the airport and ventures into the jungle looking for this other tall Thompson kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from the islands, man. And so he came to the wrong Thompson house, came to my house instead.
Oh, there was another guy?
Yeah. We went to the cab driver. He goes, is there a tall kid named Thompson in town that plays basketball? And he goes, yeah, I know that family. Get in.
So they brought him to my house instead of going to the other Thompson house.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the coach looks at me. He says, Mr. Thompson, I'm here to talk to you about your son, about coming over to Miami Jackson High School, just in Liberty City, Kaplan, as you know where that is, and play basketball for Miami Jackson High School. My father says, well, who are you? So we had no idea who he was. I said, well, I'm Coach Caldwell, and we were talking, we were corresponding about your son coming over to transfer high schools to play for Miami Jackson. My father said, I never heard of you, never heard of Jackson.
Did you say you?
And then the coach looks at me, he goes, well, I'm sorry to be here, but anyway, if you're interested, your son is tall, 6'7", 6'8". If he wants to play basketball, right. Send him over. Okay. So I'll see you later. So here's my number, and call me if you're interested. And, of course, after he left, my father says, well, you ain't going nowhere, boy. You stand right here and do some more fishing. So, exactly, Laura. So my older brother, who just passed away last week, had to convince him to allow me to go to Miami to play basketball.
What happened to the other Thompson?
Oh, he came over too. That's where I met him, over there too.
The Charles Thompson. Twins.
Yeah, and he was good enough. He played for the University of Houston, got drafted by the Spurs, got cut.
Wow.
But anyway, and we ended up anyway, Kaplan, being the best high school team in Florida history to this day. Wow. 4 Bahamians, 2 Cubans. With the first 6 guys.
None of them lived in the neighborhood.
I met all these guys. Michael actually got them all championship rings from when they went undefeated and won the title and surprised them all in Miami. And he let me crash the dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and it
cool,
was
Michael.
Really fun. Yeah. I mean, it was like these guys were like a traveling road team. It was like.
So you were the original, huh?
Yeah, we were the original.
Because not every school does it.
Not every school does that. But because back in 1974, Kaplan, nobody handed out championship rings to high school.
Wait, you were 6'8 at 14?
I was 17 at the time.
6'8.
Hey, by the way, Michael, I know a few weeks ago when we were all in the studio, you were getting calls about your brother, so just sending you and your family a ton of love, man. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, he was 79 years of age, so he had a long, full life.
And, man, what a legacy he left for you just by talking your dad into letting you go.
Exactly.
What a great big brother.
That's what I said at his funeral when I was speaking. I said, I owe my career to him because if it wasn't for him, I'd have been stuck in the Bahamas looking for fish.
Hey, wait, before you go.
Yeah.
Michael, settle this from yesterday's show, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. When you think of the fish salmon, is that a fish from the ocean or is that a fish from fresh water?
Oh, that's a great question. I usually think it's from a river.
Me too. I think it's a freshwater fish.
Freshwater fish.
All right. I just wanted to ask
why?
You.
How was your show yesterday?
What was the debate?
Well, Chris Morales had made a point that...
that's all he needed to hear.
All right, good job. Hey, how are you guys? Good day.
I'm going to explain this to Beto. And
no, I don't want to hear it.
You need to hear this.
No, you must hear this.
Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
Is salmon from the ocean or from the river?
Now, point of clarification, though, Michael. If the Warriors go to the finals, you're not here next week?
Yeah, I'll be gone for 2 weeks. I'll either be in Boston or Miami if the Warriors win tomorrow.
They better go to Miami.
I'm not.
He was just there.
Yeah. I love them both. Both cities I like to go to. Both hotels are great.
Hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, Cappy and
Salmon.
Beto.
And Salmon.
710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Bam, ding, da da, ding, boo, da da, boop, ding, 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 dum, ba da, ba, ba, ri da, ba, do, da da, deep, ding, 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 do, da da, da. Yeah, Beto Duran.
Do that. I love when you do that, man. It gets me in a great mood because you're just so full of life and full of energy, Scott Kaplan.
It's like that red light goes on, and for me, the way I envision it is like this, Beto. They're like, Los Angeles, California, are you ready? And the crowd is going nuts, and everybody's just losing their minds. And then the curtain opens, Beto, and I come running out, and there's just this burst of energy. And that's just the way I see it, Beto.
Yeah, a little late-night talk show running out. waving at everybody, pointing at the crowd, that
sounds
fake smile.
Sounds like a real small crowd there.
Yeah, I can see that. Cap, you're doing it, man. You're doing it. You're in that zone. You're in the mood. It's I don't even know what day it is, but you're there, baby. You're there.
Well, I'm so glad that Chris started the show with Beto the Golf Influencer, because I promise you, I swear to you, I wanted to ask you what you thought about this. I was going to say to you, settle this debate. Clinton was in yesterday. He'll be back in tomorrow.
All right.
George is on the road with the NBA playoffs. So Beto's, so Clinton says that he's playing golf at Top Golf, and the rest of us all jump on him and go, no, 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 no. That's not golf. You're not golfing. You're just Top Golfing. So you, as a golf influencer, you should adjudicate here.
I love that you guys call me a golf influencer, because I'm not. I'm just a dude that has plenty of time to go golf.
Oh, you're a golfer.
Just a dude that's got plenty of time.
Yeah, I just have lots of time. No, but you know what? If you're going to go to Top Golf and swing it, go for you, man. Because Clinton isn't a real golfer, per se, right? I doubt that he has clubs. So if that's his introduction to the sport, good for him. If he considers that golf, good for him. See, I'm more inclusive. I'm more like, if you want to get involved, come with us, man. Let's get going. Because that right there is going to get him going. It's going to get him hooked. Next thing you know, he's going to go buy clubs. Next thing you know, he's with you at Carlsbad or, you know, or wherever he may be, at whatever country club, and he's fine. Is it really golfing? Nah, but you're doing the same thing, though. You have a club, you have some cocktails, and you're having a great time. That's what it is.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, you got to understand, I'm a kid from Washington, D.C. I don't have clubs. He's like, so for me to go to Top Golf, they have clubs, they have drinks, they have monitors, they have music. It's fun.
And you don't even have to walk around. You don't have to worry about anything else. You're not wasting 5 hours. Yeah, because when he went with Greg, I saw the videos. He said he was golf. I'm like, good for you, man. I'll let TFTI, though, Greg, you know, I don't live too far from there, but it's cool. It's all right. But yeah, it was a let him be, man. Let him be.
I liked it. I did. He was like, hey, listen, my definition of golf is different than your definition of golf. Your golf is out on a golf course. My golf is here at Top Golf. Different.
Yeah, like I told the guys that I played with yesterday, like, some of you guys take this too serious, so I don't want to be in your group. Because, like, you guys are real golfers. I'm not. I'm a hacker, 2 cigars, a cocktail, out in nature, having a good old time, lose some money, but it's all right. It's all that matters, man. Just go have fun. Do something. Get outside. Go see nature. And then don't stress.
What's the most money you've ever lost in a golf game?
Oh, I usually don't bet because I'm not good enough.
Yeah, me neither. I hate betting in golf.
Yeah, so I'm not good. I want to get good enough where I can play in the skins games and make some money. But yesterday I donated. I knew because, you know, it's also, you know, you got to have some respect for the game. You don't want to be the guy. Because yesterday a good friend of mine, OC Golf Blog, he ran a tournament, a quasi-tournament for us, like 8 different groups in Long Beach out there, Big Red, across from Blair Field, you know, home of Long Beach State. And 8 groups, everybody was cool, and I didn't want to be the one guy that didn't donate to the pot, you know? And I knew I was going to lose. It was $25. I don't care. But it's out of respect, you know? It's make sure that the number's even. So that's what I did.
Just to make
but
sure
I'm not
I'm
one
clear.
Of those like guys that are betting big. Like I got some friends, believe me, that I am the guy that antagonizes you into making bets. I'm the guy like, man, you won't hit that for $50. You won't do that. And I'm not in the bet. It's just 2 other guys going back and forth. I'm like, come on, really? You only want to do for 50? Do it for 100. Come on, you can do that. That's me.
So you're the guy, you're kind of the bookmaker.
Yeah, well, I instigate.
You're the instigator, for sure.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
Yeah,
that
I'm like,
guy,
come on. Don't
the instigator
got 60
guy.
Bucks like, out of you.
Don't back out. You don't want to back out of that bet. Come on, man. You could do this. You could do this.
Well, what's funny, though, about you saying that you knew you were going to lose yesterday and you didn't care, you know, hey, look, I'm not going to be the guy that's not involved in the game, $25. Now, Lindsay and Laura think that I'm like a social media stalker, and I'm starting
No. They don't think. We know.
I'm actually starting to lean in that direction. Like, maybe I am a social media stalker because I saw Beto on social media saying that he went to 5 guys and had like a burger, a shake, and a
man, don't get me going on that
and
one.
Fries, and it cost him $20. So
$21.
You'll lose the $25 in golf. You'll make that donation, but when you actually get something for an equal amount of money, that's a problem.
It was huge because I haven't been to 5 guys in years. So the only reason I went there the other day, I was at Carson Mall by the house, and the line for Chipotle was long. The line for Jersey Mike's was long. The only one that didn't have a line was at 5 Guys. I didn't really want a burger, but I'm like, you know what? Let's go. Let's just go, right? Went in there. And the girl tells me $21. I ordered a cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. And that was it. And I didn't think nothing of it because I wasn't paying attention. Then I sat down and looked. I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I went back up. I'm like, hey, you charged me $21. She's like, yeah. A burger was like 11 something. I'm like, what happened here? When did this go up? Because like I said, I haven't been to Five Guys in years. And look, I'll pay for good stuff. I have no problem buying rounded drinks for everybody. I have no problem going to get a steak. I have no problem spending the money. But damn, Five Guys is not worth $21, man. When you can go for In-N-Out for like $8 for their combo. Heck, I'll go get myself my Big Mac meal. That's like $7, $8, whatever it is. But $21 for fries, a drink, and a regular cheeseburger? Come on.
That does seem like a lot. You know, Five Guys has a good hot dog. Did you know that?
No.
Never had a hot dog there, huh?
No, I'm not a big Five Guys guy. And it's like, it was just like, what, $21? Come on, Scott, $21 for a burger?
Dude, tell me about it. Listen,
like, I understand Dodger Stadium gouging you for a $22 michelada because you have a captive audience, you have nowhere else to go. But man, like, and I was by myself. If I were to have my kids with me, that's over $60 just for like fast food.
Right.
That's not
Dude,
right.
You mentioned Jersey Mike's. You ever go into Jersey Mike's? And I love Jersey Mike's. You ever go in there and order a giant, like, which is their really big, big sandwich? Have you ever had one of those?
Nah.
Dude,
that could feed me for like 4 days.
Okay, well, right. If you order a giant at Jersey Mike's and at the end they're like, yeah, $22, you're like, wait, for a sandwich? Really?
Yeah, you're probably throwing a bunch of stuff on there.
No, like, yeah, like turkey and cheese and lettuce and tomato.
Oh, okay.
But it's like 3 foot, like, it's, I don't know, it's like 2 foot long at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big sandwich. I mean, it's a big sandwich, but still, it's like $20 for
yeah,
a sandwich.
But I was just like, man, like, I wasn't trying to rip on them. Like, I'll rip on other establishments because of their terrible service, but I was like, wow. I haven't been to a Five Guys in a few years, so the sticker shock is what got me. I know everything's more expensive, but last week I went to In-N-Out, it wasn't $21.
Inflation. Nope. It's inflation.
But not everywhere. In-N-Out isn't. McDonald's isn't.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know, man. All I know is that if I were at Five Guys and I didn't look at the bill and it was $21 for a burger, fries, and a soda, you know how they give you like the free peanuts?
Oh, they were stale, too. Don't even start with me.
Oh, dude, I would have eaten like 5,000 peanuts just to feel like I got my money's worth.
They were stale. I was like, yeah, it was okay. I'm not trying to rip on them. I mean, the kids working were good. It was cool. But like, I'll pay. I have no problem paying. Like, I'll buy, like, Cap, when we do our taco tour, I'll pay. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. We're
when
good.
Are we doing our taco tour?
We're going to do it. I got to work with our social media guy, Carlos Saisu. He doesn't know that I just made up this idea of we're going to take Cap. What did I say, Lindsay? What was it going to be?
You said that you were going to do like Cap's tour of LA.
But we had a name for it. I forgot. It was a.
Yeah, it was like Cap Takes L.A.
Something like that,
something,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Tours L.A., something.
Yeah, we're going to do a little taco tour with Cap because I want you to go to the real people. I want you with the people. I want you there. I don't want you on the west side. I want you in the nitty-gritty. There's a couple tire shops in right here by the station that we can go where they have tacos. Man, we'll set you up right, Cap. And I want you with the people.
I want to be with the people.
Oh, yeah.
During the day,
though.
I'm all about the people.
Yeah,
I am. Oh, during the day,
yeah,
not at night.
Yeah,
not when the freaks come out. During the day. During the day. They're under daylight, you know?
The Travis Matthew might get exposed a little bit, you know? Yeah, you ain't doing that. They'll see. Yeah, no Sunday swagger here.
All right, I got you. Well, yeah. We're just underway. We're just getting rolling here today on a Wednesday afternoon. Beto is in for Sedano. We got a lot we want to get to, including the Lakers are starting to get, it seems anyway,
good,
a bit more serious about their coaching search. We will get to that coming up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Come on, man.
What
Listen,
was
the Sedano and Cap community has become fascinated with the story I told during Super Crosstalk about how I essentially lied, although, Laura, I'll have you know I don't lie anymore, but I essentially BS'd my way into a college football scholarship. Totally true story.
Love it, love it, love it. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
That is the fun. I could not stop laughing at that.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Yeah, that is not... That is so far from a Chewbacca. That is, isn't it more like a Tarzan?
He sounds like a wounded animal.
Wait, one more time.
Wow.
That's so bad. That's good. So bad. So bad it's good.
Wow, that's your...
I'm so glad I'm not listening at that time. Because if I was listening at that time,
yeah,
I would just blow them up on Twitter, man. There's just, like, you see how much I harass you when I'm listening. Man, I don't listen in the morning, and good for them.
So you would you have beaten up on Slee for his terrible Chewbacca, or would you have beaten up on Trav for trying to push him into a terrible Chewbacca?
Oh, Slee, because Trav is exactly what I would do. Push you into it. Instigator, there it is. I am very proud of Travis for what he did, but Slee fell for it. Hey, by the way, I'm going out with my friends tonight. Happy
just
hour.
Stop. That's just funny.
Don't even start with me. Are you? You're not about to tell me I got to buy another round of drinks?
No,
are you?
Not another round. Just shots. Oh my goodness!
I went out last night.
But my goodness,
we got done with the show yesterday. Me, Clinton, Chris Morales, and Greg Bergman went downstairs at LA Live, and we had a drink. One drink. Nobody was eating. Nobody was, you know, really drinking much. It was just one drink, hang out, BS a little bit, you know, just talk. Beto, at the end of the one drink, this is now, call it 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
The check comes.
Yeah.
Who pays the check?
You do.
Okay, Laura, who pays the check?
I have no idea who was there, so the person that makes the most money.
Okay, well, it was me, Bergman, Chris Morales, and Clinton Yates.
I'm guessing Greg. Morales picked up the
check. Nah, Cap Dick. He's that guy. He's a nice guy.
Greg's corporate.
No, because Cap isn't here that often. So when he shows up, he's taking care of people because Cap is a nice guy like that.
Okay.
Well, I think Greg.
Okay, no way Greg's
there. No, Greg's the last person.
Yeah, there's no chance.
I mean, I'm trying to be nice here.
No, only because I feel like Morales or Cap.
Nah, not Morales. I would say...
Honestly, it would be between, if I have to be real, it would be either Chris or Clinton.
No, it would be Clinton or... Cap fighting over who's paying for it because it was only one round.
Okay, right. Okay, so very good, Beto. Very, very good. Because it's only one round, I'm much more inclined to pick up the tab because there's two beers, there's two cocktails. So what could we be looking at here? $40 maybe?
No, you know? LA Live, that's $80 right there.
Oh, really?
LA Live? Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so I would be more inclined to pick it up because I'm like, you know what? This is a good opportunity for me. Everybody's only had one drink. This is probably going to be not too expensive. I should probably pick this up.
Yeah.
That was my mindset.
I mean, and then Morales probably came in and said, no, I'm hosting because Chris is great about that.
Right, and then Clinton, you would think, might jump right in because Clinton had been telling stories yesterday about how he had been buying drinks all weekend for all of his college friends, so maybe he was just accustomed to paying for everything. You want to know who paid?
Yeah.
Corporate Greg Bergman.
Boom.
Corporate Greg Bergman. You know what I said?
Good job,
Greg. I said, is this on the corporation?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have a corporate card.
He does.
No, he said he doesn't.
No,
he said
doesn't.
He doesn't. But
Amanda said she doesn't even.
Okay, so there's going to be an expense report then.
No.
Did he take the receipt?
I don't recall him taking the receipt at all, but I definitely feel like Greg felt as though, hey, look, you know what? Hey, I'm management. You know?
Okay, good point. No. Hold on. Was this friends hanging out or was this who initiated the let's go?
I think Greg invited everybody to. So I think that's why.
So then Bergman better play. Yeah. Yeah. The boss man invited, he's paying.
I had your back, Greg.
It was very nice. It was lovely.
I wasn't saying anything bad. Like it was
how come Lindsay wasn't invited?
I was actually having, if you listen to I was having dinner with Sam.
If Greg invited. And it took everybody, and he took his talent. Yeah, Greg's paying.
Can I just say that I had Greg?
Whatever.
You even thank you, Laura. Thank you for having my back, Laura.
You always say that I don't have your back.
You did this time. And yes, I did. And Beto, I absolutely did. And it was all, I invited everybody. I invited Chris. I invited
Did you keep the
Cap.
Receipt?
I invited Clinton.
Did
I invited
keep
Lindsay.
The receipt?
I keep the receipt for everything.
Okay.
For everything. No matter where I go, I keep the receipt. There will not be an expense report.
Oh,
It was just for me.
He's been before, Greg.
Right. Okay, so
in that case, Cap, you should have ordered another round, bro.
Well, I said that I really thought that, hey, look, I should maybe pick this up. It's only one round of drinks. This is probably going to be, you know, really affordable.
And you're the new guy. You should.
And I tried to figure out the math, Greg. So I'm going to tell you that I think that the total bill was about.
You don't do that. Don't do that.
$50, Greg. What do you say?
$80. LA
50
Live,
bucks.
Man.
$50 pre-tip. So I'm going to say it's 60 total.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. It was on an electronic thing. I just hit 20% tip, and that was it.
So you don't even know what it costs?
I do not.
Yeah. $80.
Wow.
Yeah, probably somewhere. I mean,
$15 beers.
Nah,
I could look it up, but I don't think it really matters.
LA Live, bro, they got you.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Market number two.
No, we were at Tom's.
Tom's.
Oh, yeah. Like $80.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? For one round, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
God, drinks are so expensive.
No, not really. It's just location.
Yeah. Dude, sometimes when my girlfriend and I go out for dinner.
What's it again? Location.
She wants drinks, right?
On
and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have water. I'm going to cut the bar bill in half tonight by not drinking.
Ah, don't do that. Pay for it.
No, it's true, man.
Pay for it. Don't be that guy. Pay for it.
What do you mean? I am that guy.
Order the bottle. Let's go.
I like half-price wine night.
Ah, come on, Cap. Don't
be. There might be some half-price wine nights tonight I might have to go to.
Don't be cheap. Just pay for it, bro. Come on.
I can't help it, man. Hey, speaking of cheap, let me throw something at you here. let me kind of transition. But speaking of cheap, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
So the Lakers today, according to the reporting that is being done, they have interviewed Terry Stotts as their head coaching job. Beto, you realize we're on like nearly 2 months, legitimately like 45 to 50 days since Frank Vogel was fired. And the Lakers still don't have a coach. And today things seem to be heating up at least.
But why is that being cheap?
I don't know. I was just looking for a transition.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
What's he going to do
with Terry Stotts? like I said last week, I'm okay with them taking their time. I'm okay. Because they're narrowing down the finalists, right? And then you never know. There might be another dark horse out there that all of a sudden just shows up. And I wouldn't be surprised at all with what the Lakers, especially the way they've been going the last couple of years. So Terry Stotts, the report from Woj, interviewed today for the Lakers head coaching vacancy. And I like it. They're taking their time because you can't afford to mess up, man. You got to do your due diligence. And mind you, Terry Stotts is known around the NBA. Players know who Terry Stotts is. Management knows who Terry Stotts is. Is he a sexy name? No. Is he the name that's going to command respect? Yeah. He's a guy that he's going to get what he wants to do, and he's going to figure things out. And also, you can't just rush this. I'm okay with them taking their time because, Cap, what's the rush right now?
No, there's no rush. I mean, the season's not starting tomorrow.
Yep.
But what's interesting to me is...
You got to step it up, though. I mean, summer league's right around the corner. You got to figure things out. You got to figure out what kind of management style you're going to have. There's a lot of different attitudes that you got to check with. There's a lot of different, you know, avenues that you have to make sure you're going down the right way. So they need to hire sooner than later. But I'm not too worried that it's taking this long.
Well, let me just say this, though. I'm trying to read between the lines, and you'll have to understand my cynical perspective in all of this. You know, I'm reading Magic Johnson, who's saying, hey, look, I think that with the right coach, we're going to see the best out of Russell Westbrook. Or you read that Terry Stotts comes in, and he's got a whole game plan for how to get the best and the most out of Russell Westbrook. And so what it seems to me is two things are happening here. One, be prepared, Laker Nation, because it looks more and more every day like Russell Westbrook will be back with this team next year. So that's A. And then B, it just seems like the company line is, if we have the right coach, we'll get the best from him, which means we had the wrong coach who couldn't get anything from him. That's why we fired him. So the company line is, we fired this guy, and whoever we get is going to make Russ back to being Russ.
Yeah, and you have to do that, though, Cap. Because if you are, I mean, we don't know what's going on in the workings of the Lakers front office, but if you're going to try to trade him, right, you can't be bashing the guy. You can't be saying he's unable to work with us or we don't want him. Because if you're trying to get rid of him and you're saying we don't want him, you're saying that he's not in our system. Well, if you're on the other side and you're going to negotiate to try to make that trade, why would you help him out if they say they don't want him, right?
Well, I think that's everything here, that no one around the NBA is planning on or even considering helping the Lakers dig out of the mess that the Lakers have gotten themselves in.
Of course not.
And I don't think anybody's planning on taking on the $47 million one-year deal. So
of course not. There's going to be, you're going to have to get very creative in how, if you do move Russell Westbrook.
I don't think they're going to. I think that they're going to say.
But I'll say, if you do find a way to move him, it's going to have to be very creative in the way that the financials are going to work out and what you're going to have to give up, if you are. Now, could Russell Westbrook stay with the Lakers? I mean, we've seen the guys that are covering the team and the ladies that are covering the team, the stories that come out is, oh, Russell could stay. Russell could go. Why he should stay. Why he should go. You can make arguments both ways, whether he should go or we should stay, right? You can find that and you can see that. That's why he's such a polarizing player. That's why he's also frustrating because, you're like, okay, if he does this, we could do that. But then he doesn't do this, and this is why we're at where we're at.
Right, and that's why we have to find a coach that is willing to put up with this. And look, every one of these coaches that they're talking to, a guy like Terry Stotts, he wants to be an NBA coach again. He wants to make a lot of money. You know, he might want to coach LeBron. He wants to be in L.A. Same thing with Darvin Ham. These guys are – every one of these guys would jump at this opportunity because – one guy wants to get back to being a head coach. One guy would like to be a head coach for the first time. So if you tell me that my game plan has to include figuring out how to get the best out of Russ, well, that's what I'm going to come in and try and sell.
Yeah, and it's also, okay, how do you keep Russell in your offense, and how do you do it if you don't have him? Like you, if you're the coach interviewing, you know you're going to get asked those questions. You have to explain both sides. This isn't a job, and I know a lot of people say, oh, it's a great job. Yeah, if AD and LeBron are healthy. Those are two players, but everything else that goes on with it, it is a very, very, very difficult job to have. This isn't a smaller market. You have a lot of people. Like, look, this entire station, all day long, you can talk to the Lakers and what they're doing, what they're not doing, every single moment of the day, and you're going to have people gluing themselves to the radio, to the app, because they want to know, and everybody has an opinion on what this team should do. It's interesting. It's fascinating. But you cannot get it wrong. It's what, six coaches in 8 years?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, and this is, listen, again, to me, I'm just reading between the lines here. It's Frank Vogel's fault, and Russ is going to be back, and we're going to get the best out of him because the next coach is going to know how to use him. We'll get deeper into this. Stick around. And by the way, Beto, I don't know if you know this or not, but eventually in my life, I am going to be dating Jennifer Aniston. Did you know this?
Oh, my goodness.
What? The time will come where Jennifer Aniston and I will have a relationship.
Cool.
Coming up, the hottest women over 50 poll.
Oh, no, you're not doing this.
And you can't believe where my girl Jennifer Aniston is at in all this.
I am out of this.
Stick around. Beto's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I also didn't know that, what's your favorite movie, Linz?
Wayne's World.
Really?
I have like three favorite movies ever. Wayne's World's right there tied at number one with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So funny.
Every time I work a fight in Indio, driving back, I see the dinosaur.
Oh, I know. I was telling the guys that I went there like a couple months ago, and I was so mad. Actually, it was October, and they were painted.
Yeah,
for
well, they
Halloween.
Change all the time. Yeah,
I wanted to be like Pee-wee Herman.
I've always wanted to stop. I've never done it, just because on the way home, I'm just like, I just want to get home. But yeah, they always change the different color scheme for it.
The diner is tore down, so it's kind of lost a little luster a little.
Yeah. So Wayne's World, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and is there a third that's right there along
the
that same line?
Yes, the third one is Willy Wonka.
Oh, really? Oh. The original?
Yes,
the original. Gene Wilder Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I never even saw the new one.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't see it.
There's a new
atrocity.
One?
The one with Johnny Depp in it.
Oh, no clue.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it. But that's not a surprise to anybody. So, Beto, it seems to me like two things are happening right now in the Sedano and Cap community on Twitter, the Circle of Trust. One, people are fact-checking and agreeing with you about the outrageous prices at Five Guys. Seriously, people are like in the Circle of Trust right now, and they're putting their orders at Five Guys, and they're telling us how much everything costs.
All right.
Okay, and the second one that everybody seems to be buzzing about this morning, or here this afternoon, rather, is is my story about BSing my way into a college football scholarship.
That was good. That was good. I'll tell you off the air how I got my first ever credential, but it's kind of along the same lines as you, man.
Why can't you tell it on the air? It's too old. I mean, what are they going to do? There's no way. What are they going to do? Come after you now?
It's just it involves faking a credential in Kinko's, all right? Anyways.
But yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and Papa's and beer.
I completely understand that.
Laura just gave me the look like, what? Anyways.
Wait, so you actually went to Kinko's and
not did... me, man. My friend, who I can't say who he is now because he has an elected position now.
Okay.
Yeah. So exactly. So anyways, but yeah, I love it, man. And we're also getting taco shot recommendations for when we take Cap in the city, man. So it's pretty cool. Good. Mark McCauley, who's listening right now, said, I got a spot for you. 605 in Valley. Cap ain't ready.
Cap is ready.
You know, 605 in Valley. Maybe. What up, Mark? Thanks for listening. So where people are sending us recommendations, I said, anything on the other side of the 110, east of the 110. We're taking you Cap in La Ciudad. That's what we're going
to
do right there.
Okay,
right?
I'm down. So we're not going to Beverly Hills. We're not going to West Hollywood. No, we're not going to Santa Monica.
No,
geez. No, we're not going to any of those kinds of places.
Oh, man. You leave your nice car at home, Cap. We'll be all right.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, man. So It'll be good. We'll have a good little adventure. We'll get Carlos Isu video in this, and we'll have a good time with him, man.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I think I didn't pay, or at least offer to pay, for drinks last night with Greg and Chris and Clinton. I was like, you know what, man? I don't have to stop on my way home and get like $75 worth of gas. So you know what, Bergie? Go ahead, pay for it.
I just should, man.
All right, so Lindsay sends me this article, and the headline reads this. Here's who beat Jennifer Aniston and Liz Hurley in the hottest woman over 50 poll. Because, Beto, Lindsay knows...
Hottest woman over 50 poll.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Because Lindsay knows that even to this day, I still have the hots for Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it out into the universe, and particularly I'm going to put it out over the radio airwaves of all of Los Angeles, that I do believe that at some point Jennifer Aniston and I, in the next 8 years, will have some form of a relationship.
Have you ever met her?
Never once.
Okay, so she's 53 years old now.
Right.
Okay, so you've never met her. Correct. Never been in the room with her?
Never been in the room with her. Actually, check that, by the way, within the next 7 years.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston and I will have a relationship of some sort.
I could totally see you shooting your shot, going after it. I believe you, man. You're a good-looking dude. You're tall.
Thank you.
Athletic build, way taller than Brad Pitt. I mean, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I would definitely take my shot.
I'm not going to shoot you down. I think you have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, because I think my whole game plan is I'm just a regular guy. I'm not like a celebrity. I'm not a superstar. I'm not a Hollywood somebody.
Well, you are a celebrity, and you are a superstar. I mean, you work more than some of the dudes that she's gone out with.
Okay. I want to try and present myself, though. I'm a very regular guy. I'm a father of four. Mm. I'm just some radio guy.
Nah, you got to sell yourself, because a woman of her status likes the confidence. If you're like, I'm just a radio guy, like, be like, no. I own an app. I do a show. I got my own studio. I got this. I own horses. I got that. Boom. You got to come out chest puffing out, bro.
Okay, Lindsay, do you feel like I should, like, try and, like, sell myself in this way that Beto has suggested, or you think that a more humble approach...
Being humble. Facts are facts, bro.
Yeah, I know, but
you're
self-made. Like, yeah, but she's a big star, multi-gazillionaire.
She's a person.
I think she prefers the more humble approach, because remember when you first, we first talked about this and your love for her... We talked about the fact that she said she just wants to date a regular guy next time.
Cap is a regular guy. I'm coming out. Boom.
So if
here
he comes out there saying like, oh, I'm this big.
No. I'm not saying he has to come out like that, but he's got to come out confident, because a woman like her wants a confident man.
Definitely.
If he's just like, oh, I'm a humble little radio guy. Like, nah, she's like, that's weak, man. Get out of here with that weak salsa. No, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Not
weak salsa.
Like, okay. You're not going to play the emotional, like emo, like I want to watch art films either. You can't do that. She doesn't want that.
No. Well, I want to be confident. That's true.
Yeah.
But I also want to come off as
come
I'm not a
with the
Hollywood
point.
Superstar.
Give her the point.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
the point.
Jennifer. Let's go.
J-Cap.
Come on. J-Cap. Me and you.
Yeah, here's the point.
Yeah.
That could change everything. Now, explain this to me, though, Lindsay, that there's a poll of who the hottest women over 50 are, and somebody actually beat out my girl, Jennifer Aniston?
Well, I guess now that I'm actually looking at it, because, you know, just the headline stuck out to me because you love Jennifer Aniston. And the fact that the person that is number one, the number one woman, we talked about on the show because you had no idea who she is and we couldn't believe it. So this poll is according to, I guess it's a dating app called Our Time, which I've never heard of, but it's for a dating app for people over 50. And they asked 1,500 of their users to vote on the celebrity that they found the sexiest. So the number three was Elizabeth Hurley. Jennifer Aniston was number two. And the number one female was Kylie Minogue.
Beto, you know who Kylie Minogue is?
She's a singer, right?
Yes. And Cap had no idea who she was.
This list is flawed because Sofia Vergara is 50, so I'm just saying.
All right, wasn't at the time that they took the poll because I feel like she just had a birthday.
All right, well, let's see. Is it Kylie Minogue?
Yeah, she's very pretty.
I don't know who she is.
All I know is that of those three, give me Jennifer Aniston all day long because she has different hairstyles all the time.
No. Hold on. Me and Jennifer Aniston, you and Sofia Vergara, we double date.
No. We mix it up, Cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You get the Latina, I get the Greek. Perfect.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
I like the double date.
You can't have too much Latino heat, man.
No.
Because then she's going to be yelling, and I'm yelling, and then hands are all over the place. No, there's no need for all that. But she is actually, Sophia is actually awesome. I met her when they shot a scene for Modern Family at a Laker game. So she was super nice, super nice.
I've not met Jennifer Aniston yet, Beto, but it's going to happen.
Well, she doesn't go anywhere, so how are you going to meet her?
I don't know. It's going to happen. I don't know how. Probably be like one night, I'll be having dinner at Craig's. You know, I'll be sitting at the bar. And then Jennifer will be over at a table, and I'll be like, you know, Beto said when I get my chance.
You know what's going to happen.
Tell me.
You're going to be there with your girl.
Oh, dude.
That's what's going to happen. Right after Del Mar on a Sunday afternoon, you made a couple grand betting the gray horse. Jennifer walks in, like, with a nice sun hat. Is that even a thing? But she, like, one of those nice hats, and the sun hitting her. Just like in The Natural when Robert Redford looked up into the stands, and the sun is right behind Jennifer, and she's there. And then what are you going to do, Cap?
I don't know, but I think if my girl is with me, I think I got a better chance.
If I'm there, I'm walking up to Jennifer like, hey, mi amor, ¿cómo estás?
That's your line, huh?
It is now.
That's your opening line.
Hey, now that I know you like her, I'm going to go get her.
Now you want her.
Oh, yeah.
You just want her. You don't even want her. You just want me to not have her.
Yeah.
All right, I understand. I get that. Hey, listen, stick around, because what you need to know is next. And one of the things that I know we're going to need to talk about, we're going to need to know this together is, yo, is Colin Kaepernick about to come back to the NFL, and is he going to join the Raiders? We'll get to that story coming up. Hey, listen, Beto's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.